Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I have guests across the way, folks I've just met this morning. I'm looking forward to this for a little bit, though. It's a lot of fun as learn more about the Clay County Hospital Endowment Foundation. My guests to my right, it's Emily Milner. She's the liaison. I'm going to say that right, Phil.
That's a big word.
That is a big word. She's the liaison for the from the hospital to the Clay County Hospital Endowment Foundation. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing?
Good morning, Bruce. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for coming down. I appreciate it. And next to her is, please welcome, he's a member of the Endowment Foundation, Mr. Phil Wiley. How are you doing, Phil?
I'm doing fantastic, Bruce. Thank you for having us.
You bet. I love the shirt. You came down.
To have color. I almost wore a tie.
You came down wearing flora colors. That's just wonderful. See, now the orange is my favorite too, because I'm a Illini, so I always wear the orange and blue anyway. You know, I'm just not wearing it today.
And anybody that wears orange can blend in anywhere.
You know that's untrue.
That's untrue.
That's entirely untrue.
Do I not blend in?
No, you don't blend in, Phil. I can tell you right now, you don't blend in at all. But I do appreciate you coming down here and joining the show. Let's talk a little bit. We'll talk about all kinds of stuff. Let's talk about the Clay County Hospital Endowment Foundation. When did that start? What's the history of the Endowment Foundation and the purpose and all that kind of business? Who wants to take the historical answer?
Well, I've only been on the board for about the last 2 years, but the Clay County Endowment started in 2001.
Uh-huh.
And it was a group of individuals that got together to try to help support the Clay County Hospital.
Okay. Speak, He's passing it to you, Emily.
He handed me the wand, yes. Yeah, it's, you know, there are several individuals that give their time to help.
In the community.
Help in the community, help the funds for the hospital. And
you want me to summarize it for you?
Yeah, sure.
You're the fundraising arm.
We are, yes.
You're the fundraising arm of the Clay County Hospital,
and
right?
I think they're well-liked, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
How old is the Clay County Hospital? I mean, you just built a new one. It seems like time flies so fast. It seems like it was last year that it opened up, but it's really been there a few years now, hasn't
it? It's been there a few years. Clay County, if you go through our Clay County Hospital now, you're able to see the history of the Clay County Hospital. Not only this hospital, but we had a previous location down on Mill Street, which is long gone. And then North Main Street. That was the original location of the Clay County Hospital.
Where on North Main was it?
Where North Main curves into North State.
Uh-huh.
And it was up on the right-hand side as you're going north. Small house. Well, two-story house. I guess back then it was big. And whenever they built the Clay County Hospital, I think back in the 50s, it was very modern, very advanced.
Sure.
And I remember my first trip to the Clay County Hospital. Oh,
you're a lifelong resident, right?
I've been there since 75, so okay. I can't say I'm a lifelong
you're
resident.
Close.
I'm close.
Yeah.
I'm close because I'm not that old.
I'm not going to guess your age because I'm assuming that you're prematurely gray like myself.
Yes, I am. I am. Matter of fact, if you would look at us, we could almost be twins.
Yeah, I don't know.
Except I have glasses.
Well, that's all. I've got cheaters.
I got bifocals.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't know for sure what year the new Clay County Hospital was built. I remember whenever we got the money and they got the approval to build the hospital, and everybody was excited. I was friends with John Monahan, who was the administrator of the hospital at that time.
Right.
And all the people that worked at the hospital were delighted. You know, we were getting something really fancy and advanced. The Clay County Hospital prior to this had the only elevator in town. So for excitement.
Wait a minute.
Hold
on a second.
For excitement, kids would go to the hospital. And whenever you went to the hospital, one of the things were you got to ride the elevator down to the basement.
Mm-hmm. The one on North?
This was the one on Mill Street.
The one on Mill Street.
Mill Street.
Okay,
now Phil, I don't know if I ever told you this. My grandfather, Al Ebinger, was the administrator at the hospital.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I think 63 or 69. I can't remember. I should have brought my phone in. My mom had told me that a while back. But yeah,
mother's a Ebinger?
Yes.
Oh, no kidding. Related to Bob and the Clay City Ebingers, and Flora, mm-hmm. and Sherry Harvey?
No. No, that's...
It's hard to believe there was a different U-bingers.
There are two different sets of U-bingers in Clay County.
E-bingers is how we say
you're E-bingers,
yes.
And they're U-bingers.
Yes.
That's great. I did not know that. That's wonderful. That's like Wayne County. We've got Vaughns and Vaughns. We've got the Vaughns that V-A-U-G-H-N. They're the Republicans typically, and we've got V-A-U-G-H-A-N, and they're typically the Democrats. Granted, it'll switch over from. I had no idea that the E-bingers were two different ones. Okay, you had an elevator.
Okay, we had an elevator at the old hospital, and I know that may not sound like anything, but whenever you're a kid and you get to go ride the elevator because you went to the hospital. You went to the hospital
to go
see
visit
someone,
yeah,
see
sure.
Grandma, Grandpa,
you didn't
Aunt,
want
Uncle.
To, but if,
you
if,
got to.
It was a side. It was a side attraction.
And directly behind the hospital was the clinic.
Okay.
So we were able to build the new hospital, and beside the new hospital, we got a new clinic.
Okay.
It's been, what, 14, 15 years? How long has the hospital been there?
The new hospital. That's what I was asking. I don't know.
We're sitting there trying to figure it out. I remember whenever they had the groundbreaking. Yeah. I remember whenever they built it. State of the art. We had plenty of room. What would we do with all of this space? Yeah. What would we do with all of this space? And then we find out that we don't have enough room for anything. So, correct me if I'm wrong, now we have people working from home. Mm-hmm. We'll have an office for one person that has four in it.
Wow.
You may have a divider. You may not have a divider. You may get your ceilings raised.
So you had the hospital. You built the hospital, we'll call it 15 years ago now, although it does not seem possible that it was 15 years ago that they built that hospital. And then the clinic was built later?
The clinic came after that. We were very excited. Our clinic is very nice.
Yeah.
Of which, if I could add in right now.
I've been up there. I went to the foot doctor up there.
I got to go to our clinic. I'm a regular at the clinic. Yeah.
Well, see, I tried to get in here. I if you got a bad foot, Phil, you're going to go to you're going to go where you don't have to go as far, right?
Yes.
But the foot doctor was not she was like getting married or something. So I had to go up there to get to the clinic. Great job. They did a great job up there.
And it's hard to find a provider.
Sure.
You know, if you say I want to go to the doctor and you go, "Okay, we can get you in there. You've got the flu next Thursday."
Yeah. What's that going to do?
Yeah, what's that going to do? But one of the things that the Endowment Foundation helped improve on that we have at our clinic is a sleep study area.
Oh, really?
And for people with sleep apnea wondering what's wrong with you, if a doctor says, okay, we're going to give you a sleep study,
yeah,
you've got your choices of where you can go to get your sleep study. And I tried to get it in Effingham, and I tried to get it in Alney, different places, and they said, well, you could have it in Flora. So I'm like, okay, when can I get that done? And they said it'll be another 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
But nobody else can get you in any faster anyway.
Sure.
So I was excited. I'm going to have my sleep study.
You had your pajamas with your footies on and everything.
No, it was one of those days whenever I went in for my sleep study that I had a busy day at work. I didn't get a chance to have lunch. I didn't get a chance to have supper. I had to be there before 9 p.m.
They probably kicked you out.
No, they didn't. They were very nice and very receptive as they're waiting on the door. And she said, I thought you weren't going to show at 7 minutes after 9. She takes me into my room. And I go into the room, and I look at it, and I'm like, this is where we're going to do this? And she says, I'm going to hook you up to the wires, and you're going to sleep on this bed. Well, the bed that I had, you know what a Murphy bed is.
Sure.
And you're looking, and you see where they pulled the bed out of the wall.
Yeah, so when it drops down, the Murphy bed is the one that drops down.
Drops down, and it's there for you. The bed was probably at least 24 inches wide, maybe a little bit wider. You know what a gurney's like?
It's a cot.
In the back of an ambulance.
It's a cot, yeah.
And they said, here you go. This is where you're going to be sleeping. They said if you would have gotten here earlier, you would have gotten the bed.
Oh, somebody else got
there
the bed.
They were given another sleep study over on the other side.
Well, so if you'd have got so
if I wouldn't have been late, I would have gotten the bed.
So this sounds like to me a reason for you to have. This must have been one of the it lit a flame in your head to start raising funds to maybe improve
whatever I got done area. With that, and I was like,
how'd you sleep? I got to know. You told the whole story. Now you got to tell me how you slept.
Okay,
You don't need to go into details about your cardiac and all that.
Well,
kind of
My fingers didn't turn blue, did they? My fingers didn't turn blue, but I wanted to make sure I slept, so I took 2 sleeping pills before I went.
Which is probably not what you should be doing.
I don't think you're supposed to do that in a sleep study, are you?
Well, what do you do whenever you've only got so much time?
Didn't you get the nurse to find some weight?
Yeah, and here I couldn't eat it. I said, can you find me some food? So she goes out and she comes back with some vanilla wafers and a bottle of water.
I was going to say, Julian's is closed by then.
Yes, Julian's is closed by then.
Oh, what are you going to do?
So I had my sleeping pills, my wafers, my water, and I laid on my little cot and took my sleep study. I didn't move, which was good, because if I would have moved, I would have fallen off. But afterwards, after they come in and pull the wires and everything out of your head, I told them what my experience was. Whenever we had our next endowment meeting, and we were trying to figure out what to spend money on.
Yeah.
And I said, guys, this needs help.
We need improvements.
This needs help. So at our meeting that we had this past Tuesday, we got to go on a tour of our new sleep study room.
Is that right?
So, and if you know what it's like to go to a Wyndham, Hilton, Crown,
yeah,
that type of a hotel room,
yeah,
whenever you walk in and you look at it and it looks like something out of a magazine.
Sure.
It looks like their pictures.
Looks like the pictures when you're doing the hotel online and
the pictures that show you that the room is never like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Our sleep study room is now just like the pictures,
and that's due to the help of the endowment foundation.
The endowment. I even went in there and pulled the covers back and felt the sheets.
That's really cool.
And I was like, wow, why couldn't
we
had
fun.
This?
That's fun. You've seen actually the fruits of your labors to improve the hospital.
Yes.
That's really cool. I've got Emily Milner here. Phil and I are not letting her talk. She's with the Clay County Hospital Endowment Foundation, as is Phil Wiley. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. They've got a big old show coming up. We're going to talk about that and a lot more when we return. We'll be back after these. Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois, 104.9 FM. Also online at WFIWradio.com. And Emily Milner across the way, she can tell you that you can find old Bruce Dickey shows on there. I'm glad you found that, Emily.
Yeah.
What was your favorite show? Do you remember any of them?
The coach from the other day.
Oh, the
here in Fairfield.
I don't remember. It's been, I got to tell
you. Are you going to say that about us when we, a couple weeks, you're going to say, Phil and Emily.
You guys are, all my guests make a wonderful impression and stick with me forever. But but I do sleep occasionally.
That's good. Unlike Phil here.
Unlike Phil.
Yeah.
How did you sleep, by the way? When you did it, did you sleep through the night? I wondered.
I did. They told me I didn't have sleep apnea.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
I interrupted you earlier when I had asked you that question. You know, and I didn't mean to violate any HIPAA rules or something.
I don't think we did. There's a lot of things we can't talk about.
But
oh, there is a lot of HIPAA with me.
Not a lot of privacy. I got you. Okay. All right. Now, Emily and Phil are here with the Clay County Hospital Endowment Foundation. And the Endowment Foundation, it's the fundraising arm of the Clay County Hospital. And what their purpose is, if I understand this right, purpose is to help purchase improvements and improve the hospital in any way possible. Right, Phil?
That's right. Funding in the state of Illinois, I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but it's a little on the short side. It's kind of like midget wrestling.
You call it spotty? Oh, there, I like that. There you go. It's a little spotty.
It's a little
short
spotty.
Side, I like
so
that.
We're under a freeze right now to where the Clay County Hospital can't do any expenditures unless it's just something absolutely, absolutely, absolutely necessary.
Right.
And we're going through the building and we're finding out that there are needs. There are needs. There are things that need to be done.
And it's a 10- or 15-year-old building.
Well, take a 15-year-old building. Another one of the purchases that we just approved is for the clinic.
I was going to say, tell me some of the improvement that the
We're getting new waiting room furniture. Whenever you look at the furniture and you walk into the waiting room, and you go, boy, that's a nice cloth of blue. And as I said, cloth.
Yeah.
Because the chairs are done in cloth, and you look at the armrests, and the varnish is off of the armrests, and you go, this is a nice place. It's been very busy, but it looks like a really nice place, and I like blue and mauve.
Yeah?
Yeah. So that gives you an idea when the clinic was built, whenever you notice that the colors are light blue, dark blue, and mauve.
Okay.
Well, and also Clay City, Louisville, and Sisney, you know, they have the newer furniture,
right?
Newer clinics, floor clinic. They've had their furniture since the beginning, so it's very difficult for environmental services to clean those chairs properly.
The cloth chairs,
they're cloth. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what in the world were they doing buying cloth chairs to start with?
Well, back then, I guess it was just might have got a deal, and it looks pretty.
Well, that's cool.
Nobody thought about that. But whenever you're in the waiting room and you're going, okay, the person in the chair that just got it up
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. So as you're saying there, at least you know at the end of the day the chairs can be wiped down, the arms can be wiped down, and things can be clean and sanitary. But we're working on that to get new chairs for the lobby of the clinic, for the children's area. We're working on new carpeting for the lobby also in there.
And also the children will get newer toys to play with while they're waiting.
Emily, you were just telling me that there have been a pretty hefty expenditure pretty recently.
Yeah, over $80,000 purchases given to the hospital. Like I said, floor clinic, renovating the whole lobby area there, carpet, and everything that Phil had said.
Then we also had the sleep study room. Throw that in again. Also, we have new Vertigo goggles.
All right, I don't know what those are. You're going to have to help me. What are Vertigo goggles?
Well, the Vertigo goggles are to help determine if you have vertigo.
So like a balance type of
balance vest. Type, you know, unless your name's Eileen.
All right, the midget joke I'll let go. The Eileen joke is too bad to let go. I like it. Go ahead.
Okay, but it, not only will it help determine if you have vertigo, but it'll help cure. So,
really?
And whenever we did a study to try to find out, okay, what, you hate to use the word competition, but who has this service available?
Sure.
And how close are these people that have this service available? And you're going, hey, there's nobody around here that has this.
Sure.
This is something that we have somebody that works for us that is trained to be able to take care of this disease.
It's a service that we can provide.
Yeah. Why, if we've got somebody that can treat somebody for this, why don't we give them the equipment to be able to use their knowledge to do this?
And Chris Bean, our new physical therapist at the floor clinic, he is certified with using these goggles and knows quite a bit about it. So he was really, you know, wanting, pushing to get these in, and it's going to be a great service for patients.
What do they look like? I got to know more about the goggles. I'm sorry. We'll get to the show. Trust me, Emily.
I want to know what the goggles look like. Have you ever had to where you went
in? I've seen the VR.
Imagine if we were younger and we had the things that went on our eyes, kind of like the not like 3D, but
like virtual reality.
Yeah, virtual reality, something like that.
Looks like that.
It kind of looks like that. Something else that we've spent money on. Okay, we're all old enough to remember when there weren't computers.
Yes.
Then you remember the computers.
You're not old enough to remember that. We're going to say that she's not old enough.
And then whenever you got a computer, the computer was the box that set
right
in there. Now, then we got to laptops, and then you carry around.
You put the cassette tape in there.
Yeah. Then you got your laptop, and everybody carries around their laptop. Well, we found the need over in the clinic that the person comes in, sets their laptop down, gets it all set up, turned on, ready to go. How's your day? How are you doing? Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. They got up. Took the laptop with them,
okay,
and walked out the room.
Okay.
New person came in, brought in their laptop.
Okay.
Sat down. Hello. Get it all ready.
Okay.
Go. Waste of time. So we're working on putting in every office the laptop that is permanent.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Isn't that a good idea?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Way you come in and you go in there. It is.
You just log in and out.
You log in and out.
Antibacterial keyboard cover.
Yeah.
So it's clean. It's not drug around. You don't have from somebody that had pneumonia, their computer. Yeah.
All clinics are getting these computers.
Due to the assistance of the Hospital Endowment Foundation.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
That's amazing. Okay. You know, you just told me you spent $80,000 the other day, or recently. It takes money to get these things going, doesn't it? It takes a little bit of cash, right?
It takes a lot of bit of cash.
How do we go about raising this funding?
We do several different things to try to bring in the money. And we also try to emphasize that whether it's $100 or $1,000, whatever you want to give us as a donation, you're more than welcome to.
Mm-hmm.
It's tax deductible. That helps.
It's 501c3, I guess.
Yes. That helps us. But we also try to have events.
Sure.
Because you want to make raising money fun.
Yeah.
You want to make it to where you're a part of the community, you're doing something. We had talked on break about sometimes you're sitting around and going, boy, I wish I had something I could do.
Sure.
We had a comedy night.
Tell me about the comedy night, by the way. I don't know. You didn't mention who was there. I was wondering.
Well, I kind of got the hookup a little on that. My boss, John Bursich, the marketing manager there at the hospital, his daughter is a comedian in the St. Louis area.
Okay.
And she has her group.
What's her name?
Sarah Bursich.
Okay.
And she has a few of her people, and they go around different comedy clubs in St. Louis.
A troop.
They got a troop,
shall we
say.
Okay.
And so we were able to get them to come to Flora.
Nice.
And it was a great turnout. We didn't do the gala. We did the comedy for a cause. And we did the white tablecloths, decorations, food.
Uh-huh.
And it was a big event. It was a huge
success.
Where'd
you put that one?
That was at Johnny and June's in Florida,
okay,
the new venue.
So
yes.
I didn't know it was open yet whenever you did that.
We were
the
there.
Second event.
Yeah, we were there pre-open.
No kidding.
Everything
there was a
wasn't done.
A wedding.
You were a soft opening.
No, we weren't soft. we brought in
most comedy troops aren't soft.
We just want a new take on fundraising. We want to involve the community, have a vast group of different people to just come out and enjoy and
tell me about
a different way to donate.
We're gonna get to Joel Myers, who's coming in next week or week after next, but in a minute. I guarantee we'll get to him.
Promise.
Tell me a little bit more about the comedy thing. Did they do skits? Did they do stand up?
They did stand up. Yeah, we did. We started off with 3 stand ups.
Yeah.
And then we took a little break. We kind of finished our silent auction, and then we had to close out the night.
Okay.
And
was it funny?
Oh, yeah.
I presume it was funny.
Yes.
It was funny, and we also provided food that evening. We had the event catered. The food was absolutely excellent, and it was a relaxing night out for mom
wonderful.
And dad.
Oh, that's
to whereas
that's
our next event that we're going to be having, it's going to be one that is a family night.
Uh-huh.
If you have a newborn baby, please, I know I said family night, don't bring the newborn baby. But kids 10 and up, grandma and grandpa, everybody, friends, neighbors.
Date night.
You see, that's what I, that was going to be my next question. The comedy was probably not 10 and up. It was probably that, a little older.
The comedy was not 10 and up.
Comedy is more like 16, 17 and up, probably, I suspect.
This depends on your 16 and 17 year old.
18 and up. How about that?
18 and up would be a good one. Even though the 12 year olds probably know more stuff than what we do.
Well, now that's true too.
But you just don't want to bring them out in public.
No, they don't want to sit there in front of mom and dad hearing somebody say nasty words that I can't say on the radio.
That's right.
I've got Emily Milner here along with Phil Wiley, and I guarantee we're going to talk about Joel Myers when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on WFIW-FM 104.9 Fairfield. We'll be back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. It's 9:45, 59 degrees outside. I've got across the way from me Emily Milner. She's the liaison between the Clay County Hospital and the Clay County Hospital Endowment Foundation, along with Phil Wiley. He's a member of the Endowment Foundation. Okay, I've put it off long enough, haven't I? What's going on November 4th?
I'll save the best for last.
That's exactly right. What's going on November 4th?
We are having the famous Joel Myers.
Joel Myers.
Joel Myers.
Used to call baseball games for the Cardinals. Was Joel Myers, or was that a different guy?
Different guy.
Different, yeah. Joel Myers, okay.
I'll kind of...
Thank heavens.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Phil, you're going to give a little bio on him, but I would like to just say this is Friday, November the 4th.
Uh-huh.
At the new venue in Flora, Johnny and June's.
All right, now for folks who don't know, what's Johnny and June's?
Johnny and June's.
And where is Johnny and June's?
It's at 720 West North Avenue, downtown Flora. Check out their Facebook page. A lot of neat pictures they have on there.
What it used to be. You got to tell
LB
people
Ford.
What it used to be.
It used to be LB Ford. It used to be Bert Holman Ford.
See, there are people from Fairfield who went up and bought cars at LB Ford. I know it because my wife sold there. So, yeah.
So, see, and for those of you that remember what LB Ford used to look like, and you're going, that just doesn't
seem like... It's just big old windows,
you know? Big old windows and everything.
Big old windows and a concrete floor.
Okay, imagine something very retro, yet modern.
Uh-huh.
As I would say, every time I go in there, I look at it, and it's like, this just looks like the style of the city.
Is that right?
It does. It will just amaze you.
That's really cool. Okay. It's on November 4th.
And from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, we're having a network hour.
Okay.
We're going to have light hors d'oeuvres and enjoy everyone's company before the show begins at 8 o'clock.
How much are tickets?
They're $25. That includes your entertainment and the light hors d'oeuvres.
The hors d'oeuvres. Mm-hmm. Where can folks find tickets?
You can find tickets. There's two spots in Flora, but I really don't think anyone's probably going to drive to Flora to get their tickets.
They might.
So,
there might be folks in Flora listening.
So we can look online.
Yeah. Please like the Clay County Hospital Endowment Foundation page on Facebook. And if you go to that Facebook page, you will find the Eventbrite link to purchase your tickets online.
Okay.
In Flora, we're selling them at Flora Bank and Trust and Flora Chamber of Commerce.
And I assume at the hospital.
Yes.
Somebody find you.
Chelsea's staff has those tickets.
Chelsea's staff has them?
Yes.
Okay, that's in the human resources department.
That's right.
There you go. Why? Okay, now I got to ask you, Phil, why am I going to go see this guy? Who is Joel Myers?
Joel Myers is amazing.
Yeah.
He's a tall, skinny man.
Okay.
Okay, that gives you a start.
Okay.
Kind of looks a little goth.
Okay, like Chris Angel or something
yes.
like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Finally, somebody.
Somebody who knows who Chris Angel is.
Let me interrupt real quick, too. On that Foundation Facebook page, we have an event link.
Okay.
And has all the details. So please go to that and check that out if you're interested. And there,
Phil tell the story.
Yeah, but
Come on, Emily.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Joel Myers, to be able to find some of his history as far as what he's done. He started out as a child working.
We all do.
That was your good one. Okay, he started out as a child wanted to be an illusionist.
Okay.
Not only is that, he's a comedian.
Oh, really?
And he's the type of person, that, according to what I've seen online, that whenever he's around you, it's like you've known him all your life.
Yeah.
He takes ordinary things and makes them do impossible
things. Really?
He has been on the CW, NBC, Fox. He's been on True TV. He's been on Penn & Teller's show, Follow Us. He has been on Fake Off. He's been on America's Got Talent. He tours the United States. He puts on shows.
Have you watched that Penn & Teller show, by the way?
No.
That is really cool.
I don't have time to watch TV.
I've only seen it like once or twice, but that's the show basically is it's a competition of different magicians, if that's what I'm thinking.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
The competition of different magicians, and they do their tricks, and basically they're trying to guess if Penn & Teller are trying to figure out how these guys are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course nobody else knows. And then they'll figure it out sometimes. They won't figure it out sometimes. Very entertaining. That guy was on that show, huh?
Yes, he was on that. He was on America's Got Talent. As I said, if you look on YouTube, of which YouTube just amazes me, because you type in somebody's name and all of a sudden all these different things of what they've done, the shows that they've put on, he is just he'll astonish you. And he, even though it may be for a whole group of people, that we may have 250, 300 people in this room,
mm-hmm.
you're going to feel like it's a one-on-one.
Really?
That he is performing to you. I'm just amazed with what he's going to be like. And I'm really looking forward to the show. And this is going to be, as I said, a family night. So, once again, you can bring mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, the kids. Remember, you're saying, okay, it's $25 for a ticket.
Might want to make sure the kids will be able to pay attention.
Make sure the kids are going to be able to pay attention.
Want to pay
and
attention.
And we are doing this not only for your entertainment, but for also a return purpose to help the community.
Uh-huh.
So we have an ulterior motive. We're going to bring you in here. We're going to show you a really good show. And we're going to let you make a tax-deductible donation to help our hospital.
Do you go back to Joel Myers for a second. Who did the research on this guy? You got it. You hired him, right, Emily?
Yeah.
You've done more research on this guy than anybody. What kind of magician is he? Is it your David Copperfield style? He's going to make the entire room disappear.
He's not going to
make the chamber building there in Flora go away. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be a pretty nice deal. That's a great big building.
He's not going to
out there. He's going to make ACT Tire and Automotive go. It's going to be gone.
Let's hope he doesn't. Because Troy might not like that. My office is right next door between ACT and the car wash. So let's hope that he doesn't do that. He's not going to make semis disappear, but he's
closer in. But an audience of 200 or 300 people will be able to see what's going on.
To be able to see what goes on and just enjoy it. And he's a comedian also. He has a. You know, some people have a dry sense of humor, and they just do the stuff that they do.
Yeah.
And some people have a way to make you laugh whenever you do it.
Sure.
You know, you can kind of relate to those type of people.
I try to. Yeah.
You try to.
We try to.
This is what Joel Myers is going to do.
Is that right?
He's going to get up there, and he's not only going to make you wonder, how in the world did he just do that? I almost said a bad word.
Yeah.
But he's going to make you laugh while he's putting on his show.
I got to say, I saw some of those clips on the America's Got Talent stuff. He wasn't there with Howard Stern. He was on there with even after Howard Stern. So it's more recent than that.
Yes.
And he freaked out Simon Cowell. Those guys,
yes.
They had no idea what was going on. That was fun. Does he come from a card type of background, like Ricky Jay and that kind of thing?
Yeah, he also does card tricks, things like that, but he's an illusionist.
Yeah.
he makes things disappear. He makes things reappear. He makes things as he interacts with different people in the crowd. If he tries to interact with you and you don't want to be part of the show, just say, "Sorry, Joel. Nope.
Don't talk to him.
Yeah, talk to somebody else. I don't want you to put something in my hand that could turn out to be a snake." Whenever I open my hand again, whenever I put the card in your hand, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, there's a snake.
Yeah, that's fun.
No, not if you don't like snakes.
Oh, that's a good time. All right, so this starts at, now the show's going to start at 8 o'clock. And what day is this again? November 4th?
Friday, November 4th.
Okay. $25 per person. And it's you can get tickets all over the place. Flora Bank and Trust, Flora Chamber of Commerce. Go online, get tickets, right?
Uh-huh. Eventbrite.com.
And if the night of the show, we should have some tickets available at the door. We're hoping that it's going to be a sellout, but I think we will have tickets available at the door. So if you're going, oh, my God, it's pouring down rain, I don't want to set it at home, let's go do something, this will give you a chance to get out of town, go see a neat location, and see an amazing show.
Is there somebody, is there a phone number or something anybody could call if they want a little bit more information to this family?
Yeah, you can call me. I'll answer your questions. My number is 618-844-3162.
618-844-3162.
Yep.
Okay. So you can give Emily a call, and that sounds like a lot of fun. We talked off the air a little bit about the last show you did there at Johnny and June's with the Johnny Cash. So you've got this magician show right now. What's next? I mean, if you're going to do three or four a year, you got to be thinking ahead, or have you gone that far?
I'm always thinking ahead, and I keep pushing a golf scramble, and they're like,
Charlie Brown, that'd be pretty. It's a nice place.
Some people have time to go out and chase a little white ball, and
bad things about golf.
I'm not saying anything bad about golf. I started to say some people like to ride around on the golf cart.
That's right,
and some people would just assume not.
Do either
golf.
One?
Yeah, not do either one.
To each his own, I guess. To each his own. All right, so you're thinking about a golf scramble in the future, huh?
Yeah, we'll see. I think all the board members are, with that recent purchase, everyone's real excited about planning something else.
It sounds like
we put new life into
the Endowment Foundation's been around for a while, right?
Since 2001.
But you're kind of revitalizing it.
We've jump started it, and we've had some new members come on. Some old members have retired. We didn't kick them off. They just wanted to go on and do other.
Well, they've done other things. They've been there for a while.
Yeah, whenever you've been there, you know what it's like. Whenever you've done something for a while, you want to have some change in life while you can.
Yeah.
And so we've got new people on and brought in some new ideas and said, okay, let's pick up the pace a little bit, and let's help out. Let's raise money. Let's spend money. Let's spend money. Let's raise money.
That's the thing. You got to raise it to spend it. And the reason the foundation is there, Phil, is to spend money on the organization, right?
That's right. That's right. We, you know, also splitting off into some committees, that's really helped quite a bit. And it's hard because they all have jobs. They all have things they're doing, and they're volunteering their time. So I coordinate those meetings, and we're getting a lot done that way.
And some people like me show up late or else I'm on the phone.
Yeah, Phil came in a meeting the other day with two phones at his ears.
No kidding.
Two phones.
And I've had...
I got to tell you, Emily's got a big enough mouth, he can probably get away with that.
Yeah.
I do. We've had early morning meetings, and I've had...
No offense meant, we've just met.
Yeah, true.
Well,
but
one phone
like
is
we've
his...
we've known each other.
Yeah, one phone is his... real estate phone.
Yes.
And the other phone is his business.
All right. Now, which one's the Joel Myers phone? Who called the bat phone to get this guy? That was you.
She did.
Yeah.
How did you get this guy?
You know,
I mean, this is a big deal.
It is.
It is a big deal. And you have to go through an agent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I talked to an agent. I haven't talked to him yet, but I don't know. I got online, and I just started researching, and for several
we got lucky.
Days.
Yeah, it sounds like. Sounds like you really found.
We don't have people that have been on TV very often that just pop into Flora for the night.
No.
Well, no, that's probably true. Well, I tell you what, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's Friday, November 4th, 2016, at Johnny and June's in Flora, 6:30 o'clock, and it'll end The show will end after 9, but folks will be able to stick around for the auction after that, right?
Yes.
Right.
It sounds like a wonderful, fun time. If you want tickets, go to either the Flora Bank and Trust, the Flora Chamber of Commerce. You can go to the hospital, the Clay County Hospital there in Flora, or for crying out loud, give Emily a call. We gave you the number. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
I really do appreciate it.
Thanks.
That's Emily Milner and Phil Wiley. This is the Bruce Dickey Show. Appreciate you folks listening today. Everyone have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.